Colleagues, before we begin, I wanted to express on behalf of all members of the City Council our support for the brave and resilient people of the Ukraine, innocent people, families, and children. We're grateful for President Biden's leadership during this troubling time on behalf of Ukraine. He and other world leaders understand the need for strong sanctions and other economic measures. We stand with the people of Ukraine and with our allies around the world who are united against this senseless act of war. We also extend our support to our local Slavic and Eastern European community and our Slavic and Eastern European employees. We know that this is a very difficult time for you, and we want you to know that we stand with you. We recognize that the community in the Portland metro area is diverse and that Ukrainian and Russian Oregonians cross paths constantly in our city. We recognize that even within ethnic and national groups, there's a diversity of thought and experience. Regardless of how specific community members feel, the decisions being made on the other side of the world have profound, tragic ramifications for friendships and family ties forged here in Oregon and for our local community. We are grateful for all Slavic Eastern European community who reside and contribute to our rich fabric of diversity right here in Portland. Our city, our region, and our state are much better for your presence. We hope for a world in which the people of Ukraine can live with peace, freedom, and democracy. We stand true to our values in support of human rights and denounce all forms of aggression and upholding of international law. I'm going to take this opportunity now to pass this to Irene Konev and Officer Natasha Hansberger from our Slavic Empowerment Affinity Group to read a statement. Good afternoon and welcome.
Good afternoon, Mayor and Commissioners. It is my honor to read the statement from the diverse and empowered affinity group, the Slavic Empowerment Team. We are sending the statement to acknowledge the escalation of the conflict in Eastern Europe. To the over 150,000 members of the Slavic Eastern European community living here in the Portland metro area and those employed at the City of Portland, we stand with you. We want to share resources for emotional support at this time. The Employee Assistance Program offers 24-hour counseling services and has Ukrainian and Russian-speaking counselors ready to help you. All you have to do is ask for them when you call. So the Firefighter Association and Portland Police Association, including the Portland Police Commanding Officer Association, their number is 1-800-433-2320. And for all other employees, the number is 1-800-888-8991. And we asked the Employee Assistance Program to set up a critical incident response so that they would have these counselors ready. And finally, we ask our friends and our work colleagues to please not ask us to explain the politics behind this recent escalation. We are overwhelmed by the increase of violence, armed conflict, and the immediate impact on our families. Many of our city employees and their families may be experiencing generational trauma triggered by the centuries-old conflicts. Asking us at this point to explain the origins of ethnocentric ideologies adds to the trauma we are living through today. We appreciate your kind and loving support at this time. Thank you.
Thank you, Irene.
Dear Mr. Mayor and respected commissioners, thank you for your heartfelt message of unity and support. We appreciate your recognition of our Slavic Eastern European cultural and ethnic diversity and your advocacy for coming together at this dark hour of our contemporary history, focusing on our shared values, goals, and humanity, while supporting and honoring one another is the path forward. And we and our community is inviting you to join us in these peace-centric efforts. Thank you so much for everything you do for our city.
Thank you, Natasha, and thank you for Irene for being here today. And we wish you well. This is the February 24th, 2022 afternoon session of Portland City Council. Megan, please call the roll.
Good afternoon. Rubio.
Here.
Ryan.
Here.
Hardesty.
Here.
Maps. Wheeler.
Here. Under Portland City Code and state law, the City Council is holding this meeting electronically. All members of the council are attending remotely by video and teleconference, and the city has made several avenues available to the public to listen to the audio broadcast of this meeting. The meeting is available to the public on the city's YouTube channel, eGovPDX, www.portlandoregon.gov/video, and channel 30. The public may provide written testimony to council on any issue by emailing the council clerk at cctestimony@portlandoregon.gov. The council is taking these steps as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic and the need to limit in-person contact and to promote physical distancing. The pandemic is an emergency that threatens the public health, safety, and welfare, which requires us to meet remotely by electronic communications. Thank you all for your patience, your flexibility, and your understanding as we manage through these various challenging situations to conduct the city's business. And we only have one item, and there's no public testimony on this item today, but I'll turn it over to legal counsel in case there's anything they want to clarify. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mayor. Heidi Brown, Chief Deputy City Attorney, pronouns she, her. Good afternoon, council. Thank you for having us. Mayor,
go ahead.
Was this the reading of the announcement that you normally do?
Exactly, but we don't have public testimony today, so if we don't need it, let's save the time.
Okay, thank you.
Very good. Megan, we have one item on this afternoon's agenda, please. Item number 141, an emergency ordinance.
Ratify a successor collective bargaining agreement between the city on behalf of Portland Police Bureau and the Portland Police Association relating to the terms and conditions of employment of represented employees in the Portland Police Association bargaining unit for 2021 to 2025.
Colleagues, this item was continued from last Thursday, February 17th, when we had a presentation from Heidi Brown, Kathy Bless, and Stephen Schuback. We heard public testimony and continued the written testimony until noon today. Colleagues, is there any further discussion on this item? Seeing none, Megan, please call the roll on the amended emergency ordinance.
Rubio.
I just want to reiterate my thanks from last week for the lead negotiators, the legal team, our staff, and my colleagues for the work to get us to this point. By ratifying this contract, the city, city bureaus, PPA, and the community can continue to do the work that Portlanders have asked us to do to transform public safety into community safety. I also want to just also make something clear that this contract does not authorize the police bureau to hire more police officers than they already are authorized to hire. Those kinds of budgeting conversations take place during the budget process, which is now starting, and this contract does not circumvent that. Finding agreement on items like the discipline guide, new corrective action guide, will give greater guidance and clarity, not just to the chief of police, but to disciplinary recommendation bodies and arbitrators during appeals. We're also able to achieve more flexibility on expanding Portland Street response to its full potential, and this is critical to reshaping our emergency response options. Also, this collective bargaining agreement vote is not the end of moving toward a community-centered ecosystem. Our office will continue to work closely with all the other council offices and other bureaus to implement sound policy that will take us into the next phase of this work. And we'll continue to work with external partners like Reimagine Oregon to realign to the goals that are happening across the state as well. We will continue to work with our civil rights and liberties partners, and we'll continue to work with victims of violence as well to ensure that their voices also are heard in response to this. So I agree with the words of my colleague, Commissioner Hardesty, last time. While no party got everything they advocated for, this contract is substantially different than previous years and shows progress on the work that needs to happen in order to transform our system. So I'm glad that we're aligned as a council on this, and this will help the gears continue to turn. So for these reasons, I vote aye.
Brian.
Yes, thank you. And colleagues, first I actually like to acknowledge all of you. We spent a lot of time in many meetings guided by the professional staff of Kathy and Stephen and Heidi. And those meetings, what I was struck by is that we all stayed in the meeting and we're all really engaged. And Mayor Wheeler and Commissioner Hardesty, you set that tone. I came in 15 months ago and I was really delighted to see that it was an all-in effort. And what I understand from culture change, it really started there. Prior to that, I heard that the police commissioner would kind of be handling that. And then we would suddenly come on board or not at this moment. So I hope that, I just wanted to acknowledge that because I thought that was a really big system change moment internally. And I appreciate the two of you for your leadership to set that tone. And I just kind of want to take a step back and recognize what a significant step we are making today. When I was sworn in the fall of 2020, our city was so divided on the issue of policing in Portland. At that time, I made it clear my firm belief that the only way to make progress is by working together and by having voices from across the political spectrum at the table. And we can create the tension we need to drive difficult conversations forward. And that's what I've experienced. I believe that this council has delivered on that goal in the form of this agreement we are about to ratify today. I want to recognize that this work began before I entered office again, and I'm just, again, so grateful for the leadership that was paved before. We were on the shoulders of Mayor Wheeler and Commissioner Hardesty for that. It took years of bargaining, and I want to thank, again, the staff that put in so many hours to bring this home, and we really benefited from that. From my own office, I really want to acknowledge both Chief of Staff Kelly Torres and Mark Bond, who were heavily engaged at the bargaining table, and that's hard work. Some call it like watching paint dry. It's very slow and tedious, and it's relentless and it's persistent. So thank you to my staff members who took the time to be dedicated to improving our city with all of the colleagues that were dedicated from your offices as well. Again, back to that collective effort. There are some in the community who feel this agreement doesn't meet all of the needs of the community or it doesn't go far enough in one direction or another. I want to say that I hear you, and with all due respect, I want to point out that that's the very definition of bargaining, is that neither side gets every single thing they want. I think this agreement contains some of the best of both sides. I'm so grateful that we made headway, as Commissioner Rubio mentioned, around the discipline guide and having Portland Street Response further become a part of the system. And also our commitment to making sure this work will always be community guided. And I know we made some investments last year around gun violence in the community and must continue to go deeper there, because until we build that trust with impacted communities, with those on the front lines doing public safety, it will be really difficult for us to ever see much progress. So we have momentum today, and it's a really wonderful big step in the right direction. I'm really delighted today that I get to be here with all of you and vote aye.
Hardesty.
What a long road we have traveled to get to today. I want to first start off by thanking the tens of thousands of people who took to the street during 2020 to demand a more just, a more fair, a more accountable police bureau. I want to thank Mayor Wheeler for partnering with me and with a unanimous vote to send a measure to the ballot that over 80% of voters supported, that will create a truly independent police oversight board. That is, again, part of our transformation and community safety in the city of Portland. I want to thank the people that emailed and showed up to testify. I also want to thank you, Stephen, Heidi, Kathy, we started down a path and then the world changed right under our feet. All of a sudden we had to devote to crises after crises after crises. But you all, our legal team, continue to represent us well, continue to push where you could, and got us to a place where we can now start talk about building the kind of community police force that the community can trust. This is a process. And as Commissioner Rubio said, nothing that we're voting on today authorizes additional officers. The public already knows we have 100 positions funded, 30 in a lockbox that are already funded that we cannot or have not been able to fund yet, as of yet. I'm excited about the new civilian training dean that will review all our training curriculum and make sure that as we are moving forward, we are training a community police force that values all community members and not just those that own property. I will say that this has been a long ride to get to today. And I can tell you that we are in a much better place today because the mayor was willing to work in collaboration from the beginning. Our legal team accepted that we needed an outside legal counsel that would actually lead the negotiation. And Steve and I am forever grateful for your leadership through this process. But at the end of the day, it is about the community and how the community sees our community public servants. And our public servants are only as good as how they treat the most vulnerable people in our community. I look forward to continuing to work with this council to make our community policing system the best it can possibly be. I want to do a special appreciation to Deputy Chief Frome. And I always pause when I say nice things about police because I try not to get them in trouble within their organization. But Chief Frome, you came to the conversation late and you came to the conversation with an open ear. You came with the desire to get to an agreement that would be an agreement we could live with. And I just want you to know what a pleasure has been for me over the last few months to really get to know you. And you and I share a lot in common. We're like no-nonsense people and we just get to the business that we have to get to. I know that there are other people within the Bureau who share those same values and those same traits. And I look forward to working with the Bureau to build the kind of police force that we will all be proud to have. We're not there yet. And anyone who tells you we're there today is fooling themselves. But I have every confidence in the men and women in this community that we will get there. And we'll get there because we're being transparent. We're being fair. And we're holding people accountable for their behavior. I am very appreciative for the opportunity to vote yes on this contract. And again, this is a process. This is not the end result. Thank you.
Maps.
Colleagues, I'm glad to join you in ratifying this collective bargaining agreement. I believe this contract represents the start of a new and better era of policing here in Portland. Let me start out today by expressing my thanks to, first of all the members of the public who submitted written and oral testimony on this contract. I also want to thank the city's bargaining team, especially Heidi Brown and Stephen Schuback, for representing the city's interests so skillfully. And I want to thank the Portland Police Association for the good faith they demonstrated over the course of these contract negotiations. Now, I'd like to take a moment to summarize where we are today and how we got here. Of course, we're gathered here today because every 3 years or so, the City of Portland and the Portland Police Association negotiate a new labor contract. That contract is important because it shapes policing here in Portland. The labor contract deals with things like vacation time, wages, discipline, the types of calls that cops respond to, citizen oversight of police activities, and many other items. Bargaining teams from the City of Portland and the Portland Police Union spent more than a year negotiating this contract. Between January 2021 and today, 10 negotiation sessions were held. All of the bargaining sessions hosted by the city were open to the public. In addition, this council hosted many public hearings to learn what Portlanders wanted to see in this contract. And several recurring themes ran through public testimony. Portlanders want a police contract which promotes transparency, which holds cops accountable when they do wrong. Portlanders want to clear the path for independent citizen oversight of police activities. And Portlanders want to get the police out of the business of being our first responders on mental health and houselessness calls. And finally, Portlanders want a contract which will stabilize the size of our police bureau. Now, the contract before us today makes important steps towards each of these goals. For example, this contract delivers a discipline guide, which is both fair and holds the police accountable when they do wrong. This contract also guarantees the creation of a new system of citizen oversight of the police bureau. This contract expands Portland street response, and this contract will help the police bureau retain staff and recruit a new generation of public safety officers. Now, while there is much in this agreement to celebrate, I also concede that this contract is not perfect. I know that every member of this council and every party to this agreement is disappointed in at least one aspect of this contract. For example, I personally wish this contract resolved the issues surrounding body-worn cameras. I support outfitting public safety officers with body-worn cameras because doing so will increase transparency and accountability in Portland's public safety system. Now, one of the steps in the rollout of the body cam program here in Portland is coming to an agreement with the police union on how those cameras will be used. Over the past year, the body cam question has been part of contract negotiations. Unfortunately, we were not able to reach an agreement on body cameras. That's why I want to take a moment to encourage the city and the labor union to get back to the bargaining table and resolve lingering questions surrounding body cameras. Colleagues, for these reasons and many more, I vote aye.
Wheeler.
I've longed believe that we need to make sure that our police bureau has the tools, the resources, the training, and the personnel necessary to do their jobs effectively. And I also acknowledge that the success of the bureau depends upon accountability to the public which it serves. We've heard the public loudly and clearly that it's necessary to support police reform and practices to build trust within our community. I want to thank my city council colleagues for their involvement and their hard work in negotiating a new collective bargaining agreement with our police union. This was very much a team effort. I want to thank Stephen Schubeck, our outside legal counsel, who took the role of lead negotiator on behalf of the city. Stevie did a great job. Each council office assigned a lead staff member to the bargaining team. And I want to again thank Bobby Lee, Carly Edwards, Rico Lujan Valerio, Shannon Carney, and Mark Bond for all of their time and hard work representing each council office on the bargaining team. And I also want to point out that there were many other staff members in each of the commissioner's office who worked tirelessly on this effort. I also want to give a big thanks to Deputy Chief Mike Frum for his dedication, service, and commitment to this bargaining process. Thank you, Mike. I also want to thank Kathy Bless and Heidi Brown, Ron Zito, Jarell Gaddis, and Marquise Fudge for their HR and legal expertise on the bargaining team and all the time and work they put into these negotiations. And finally, I want to thank the Portland Police Association for their commitment to change and finding new and improved ways forward. We got a lot accomplished with this contract. The many changes we obtained in this contract lay the foundation for our work in the future as we continue to develop the best and most forward-thinking police bureau to meet the needs of our community. This has been, as noted, a long process. It began all the way back in November of 2019 when Commissioner Hardesty and I held two public listening sessions. Members of the public shared their priorities for change, and they were remarkably consistent. They included community oversight, equity and diversity issues, transparency to the public, discipline and accountability, and mental health. We achieved community oversight through the ballot and included transition language to the new board in the contract. We achieved greater transparency by including new language in the embarrassment clause that gives council more flexibility in commenting on a matter while an investigation is ongoing, while recognizing the requirement and the importance of due process. In addition, changes in state law provided further transparency by requiring submission to the Oregon Department of Public Safety Standards and Training, DPSST, of all final discipline actions of officers who receive a suspension of, or who receive a suspension or greater for public posting on their website. We bargain a new discipline guide that incorporates many of the issues requested by the public and provides for greater accountability and transparency. Stronger discipline for certain types of misconduct, including racist or biased behaviors, uses of force that violates policy, and officers who fail to de-escalate a situation. Some issues raised during the listening session, such as equity, diversity, and the mental health of our officers, are topics that we as management will continue to work on improving, as these aren't areas that are specifically required to be bargained. Yet we still have an obligation as a council to address these important issues. Incorporating equity and diversity focuses into our hiring. The Portland Police Bureau already does, and diverse oversight boards currently exist, but we can always do better. Officer mental health. This is something that's very important to the Portland Police, and there's a strong focus on providing mental health support to officers at the Bureau. Additionally, we agreed on the expansion of the Portland Street Response that brings together managers and employees from all of our public safety bureaus, including Portland Street Response members, to determine how to integrate this critical service into our overall public safety response model. We also addressed retention and recruitment issues with bonuses and some focused pay increases that mostly start in 2024. We are, after all, competing with both local and national law enforcement agencies, some of whom are offering $25,000 recruitment bonuses, and local agencies that are offering up to $7,500 in bonuses. The pay increases focus on matters important to the city as well as the public. Things like crisis intervention training are incentivized, education, and special DPSST certifications. With the changes in the law and this contract, we've taken a step towards better policing in Portland. And yes, as my colleagues have all pointed out, it's not perfect. It definitely is a step in the right direction towards resources, towards training, towards recruitment, towards retention, towards accountability, but there's much more work to do. As Commissioner Mapps pointed out, we still have to stay at the table and we have to hammer out an agreement on body-worn cameras so that we can get those cameras deployed into the field as soon as possible. And I know that our team will continue to work hard to make sure that that happens. Colleagues, I want to close where I opened. I want to thank you for your hard work, for your dedication, for proving that the Portland City Council can push through really complex, difficult, and divisive issues and come together on an improvement for the entirety of the community. Thank you. I vote aye, and the ordinance is approved as amended. Thank you, everybody. Megan, that completes our business for this afternoon.
Yes, it does, Mayor.
Thank you, everybody. We are adjourned.